Pray about it.
知道是形象,
he doesn't do that. That was the image.
就这么多了,
it's just as much.
但是我们回过头去看,
but as we look back,
你看见乃是讲的基督和他的教会,
you see it here. It speaks about the Christ and his church.
因为神永远的旨意,
because the eternal purpose of God,
乃是基督和他的教会,
is Christ and his church.
就是他心目中所要,
this is in his heart that he wants to do.
简单的来说,
simply speaking,
就是这样的一幅图,
this is that picture.
不过我们还是有点不放心,
but we still have some things that we can't let go.
我们要让主的话把我们放在一个很稳固的根基,
let us allow the word of God to establish us on a very firm foundation.
我们用最后的几分钟,
so we just spend the last minutes.
我们很快地把它说一下,
we will say it quickly.
你知道以西结这个意象啊, 是起初以西结看见,
now you know that the vision of Ezekiel was what we saw in the beginning.
到了第十章的时候,
when it comes to chapter 10,
你看见神把它提到,
you see how God brought him to Jerusalem, he saw it again. He saw it again.
而且他给我们看见那个暗中以色列人的光景,
and he showed us the condition of Israel in secret.
那里告诉我们有25个人,
now it shows us 25 men.
他们站在圣殿的美门那个地方,
they were standing near the beautiful gate of the temple.
他们的脸呢, 是不是朝向至圣所, 他们的脸是朝向太阳,
their face wasn't towards the Holy of Holies, it was towards the sun.
结果他们在那里拜太阳,
and they were worshipping the sun.
你说这怎么可能?
You see, how is that possible?
神的荣耀如果住在圣殿,
if the glory of God was in the temple,
他们的脸怎么不朝向圣所怎么朝向太阳呢?
How could their face not be facing the Holy of Holies, but it's towards the sun?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
以西结就是告诉我们,
Ezekiel tells us this.
如果就是外面大环境来说,
outwardly speaking,
你知道这有一天,
you know that one day the people of Israel were exiled to Babylon.
被掳到巴比伦以前,
before they were exiled
尼巴加尼,
to Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar came to Jerusalem.
结果他放火把整个的城烧了,
and then he burned down the whole city.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 这就是尼布加尼撒的这个, 的情形,
now this is the condition of Nebuchadnezzar.
所以圣殿也就烧掉了,
so that's why the temple was burnt too.
那么你会纳闷,
now you will be confused.
耶路撒冷,
isn't Jerusalem the city of the great king?
如果这样,
if it's this way, then shouldn't the presence of God be there? But why would not one stone be upon another stone? Why did God allow the whole city to be burnt down? So we have to know the heart of God.
你知道说,
you know that. Now, the temple represents the presence of God.
圣城,
the city of Jerusalem speaks about the testimony of God.
里面有同在,
on the inside there is a presence, on the outside there is a testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
如果这个实际在的话,
if the reality is there,
人以神的同在为他的喜乐,
God, man makes the presence of God as his joy.
一天到晚在敞开的天底下,
and he always lives under an open heaven.
那神许可外面有看得见的东西,
so then God allows what something external to be seen.
圣殿看得见的,
you can see the temple.
圣城看得见的,
you can see the city.
不过这代表什么?
But what does that mean?
一个代表神的同在,
one represents the presence of God.
一个代表神的荣,
one represents the testimony of God.
但是现在问题在这,
but the problem is this.
你看这个苹果从里头烂起来,
now this apple actually rots from the inside.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你如果读整个的历史书的,
if you study the historical book,
以色列人为什么被掳?
Why did, were the people of Israel exiled?
你可以拆解, 你可以很多的解释,
there are many explanations.
但有一个中心的解释,
but there was a central explanation.
神自己的解释,
it is God's own explanation.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
原因在哪里?
What is the reason?
为什么一块石头不留在一块石头上?
Why is one stone not upon another stone?
只有以西结告诉我们,
only Ezekiel tells us.
原来第一章他所看见神的荣耀,
and what he saw in chapter 1 of the glory of God.
结果他到耶路撒冷他也看见了,
when he went to Jerusalem he saw it also.
现在他忽然明白过来,
now he finally understood.
原来四活物就是四个基路伯,
the four living creatures are but the four cherubim.
因为他对圣殿非常熟悉,
because he knew the temple very well.
那么好了, 现在到了耶路撒冷,
but now we come to the temple.
结果他看见,
so what did he see?
看见神的荣耀慢慢地从至圣所就到了门槛,
he saw how the glory of God went from the Holy of Holies to the gate.
到了门槛就升到城中上空去,
and from the gate it ascended into the air.
然后依依不舍地又停留在,
and then not wanting to leave, it would still stop again at Mount of Olives.
到了最后,
and then lastly, that glory ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你们现在明白了。
Now do you understand?
因着以色列人犯罪了。
Because Israel, the people of Israel sinned against God. 他
们暗中得罪神了。
And because they sinned against God.
你看，你这不是在普通的眼睛看得见。
They sinned against God in secret. Not everyone could see.
现在以西结借着异象他看见了。
Now through vision, the vision Ezekiel saw.
你看见什么都是好的。
As if everything was good.
从传道人到所有弟兄姊妹，通通是好的。
From the preacher to all the brothers and sisters,
你看不见。
You cannot see it.
但是现在以西结看见了。
But now Ezekiel saw.
弟兄姊妹
，Do you see that, brother?
你等到看有二十个人，他脸朝着太阳拜太阳的时候。
But when you see the 25 people that were worshiping the sun,
你看见神的荣耀还能和他们同在。
You see, could the glory of God still be present with them?
神是圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
人的污秽就逼迫着神的荣耀非离开不可。
And then the sin of man persecuted God so that he could no longer
stay. 所以圣经告诉我们说。
So the Bible tells us.
现在神的荣耀离开了。
Now the glory of God left.
不过他依依不舍地离开。
Now it left very hesitantly.
所以你如果读那几章的圣经，
so if you study those two chapters,
你看你神的荣耀是慢慢慢慢离开。
You see how the glory of God slowly departed.
他可以升上去了。
He could ascend.
不过他不能这样说。
He didn't ascend directly.
他结果就停在橄榄山。
And then he stopped in Mount of Olives.
然后就升到天上。
And then ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的主是神的荣耀，也是从橄榄山升到天上。
Lord Jesus is the glory of God. He also ascended into heaven from
that moment.
So you see very clear.
在这里的神的荣耀就离开了。
Here the glory of God left.
所以从那个时候开始，
from that time on,
你读但以理书，
you read the book of Daniel.
神就称作天上的神。
God was called the God of the heavens.
本来是天地的主。
Before he was the Lord of heavens and earth.
现在变成天上的神。
Now he became the God of heaven.
神的同在和他的荣耀和他的旨意从地上撤退了。
The presence of God and his glory left from the earth.
结果就升到天上。
Then ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这就是十一章，到了十一章。
This is chapter 11.
你看神的荣耀走。
You see the glory of God left.
如果神的荣耀离开了，
if the glory of God leaves,
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
那就是这个圣殿房子和所有的房子没有两样。
So that this temple is no different than any other house.
神就让他一块石头不留他一块石头。
So that's why God allowed him to be not one stone to be above another.
神愿意整个的城烧掉。
God allowed the whole city to be burned down.
这样他不会对自己着迷。
So now it will not become obsessed with itself.
错了还不悔改。
Wrong and it will not repent.
错了错得那么厉害还不肯悔改。
So wrong and was not willing to repent.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
现在神许可让外面的东西一块石头不留在。
Now God allowed the external shell, not one stone to be upon another stone.
这是以西结的 message.
This is the message of Ezekiel.
这十一章前面的。
This is the first 11 chapter.
那为什么以西结有四十八章？
Now why does Ezekiel have 48 chapters?
感谢神。
Thank God.
以西结这本书是讲盼望的书。
Ezekiel is a book of hope.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果你要问圣经里面哪一卷书是讲盼望的，
if you want to ask which book is about hope,
讲最清楚的，
that is clearest,
就是以西结书，
is the book of Ezekiel.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
虽然神的荣耀离开了，
even though the glory of God left,
但是以西结有个好消息。
But Ezekiel had a good message.
什么好消息？
What is the good news?
有一天神的荣耀要回来。
One day the glory of God will return.
所以你读到43章的时候，
So when you read to chapter 43,
神的荣耀果然回来。
The glory of God returned.
但等一等，
But wait a minute.
神荣耀回来的时候，
When the glory of God returned,
那个圣殿不是同一个圣殿。
That temple was not the same temple.
那个圣殿不是摩利亚山上的。
That temple is not the temple of Mount Moriah.
不是了。
No, it's not.
现在摩利亚山是比橄榄山还要低的。
Now the temple mount is actually lower than the Mount of Olives.
但是将来的摩利亚山要成为最高的山。
But one day the Mount Moriah will become the highest mountain in the
area. 因为地震的缘故，结果板块移动就把它推成最高。
Because of the reason, because of an earthquake, it will push Mount Moriah to be higher than Mount Olives.
所以圣殿的山要超过所有的山。
So that the Temple Mount will be higher than all the mountains.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
而且那个广场就比现在不知道大多少。
And that courtyard will be much greater than what it is now.
所以要神荣耀回来的时候，
so when the glory of God returns,
是回到圣殿，
it will return to the temple.
但是不是同一个圣殿。
But it's not the same temple.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
这就是和以西结的意象有关。
This is much to do with the vision of Ezekiel.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
对于以色列人来说，
for the people of Israel,
他们觉得神的荣耀到现在还没有回来。
They think that the glory of God has still not returned.
非常简单。
It's very simple.
因为他们还等候弥赛亚来。
Because they're still waiting for the Messiah.
他们相信弥赛亚来的时候，
they believe when the Messiah comes,
有个大的地震，
there will be a great earthquake.
然后摩利亚山又变成最高的。
And then Mount Moriah will be the highest mountain.
那个时候你要看见有一个圣殿从来没有过，就是以西结最后八章所给我们看见那个圣殿。
And then there will be a temple that that has never seen, never, people have never seen before in the last 8 chapters of Ezekiel.
So that's why
they're waiting for the Messiah to return.
弥赛亚回来,
when the Messiah returns, the glory of God will return.
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
很稀奇的,
it's very amazing.
你不会觉得, 你,
it's very amazing.
我们没有时间仔细来看,
we don't have time to study it carefully.
但是当你读旧新约的,
but when you study the New Testament,
你记不记得,
do you remember?
约翰怎么说?
What did John say?
他说我们看见了神的荣耀。
We beheld his glory.
乃是神独生子的荣耀。
Glory as the only begotten from the Father.
所以这什么意思?
So what does that mean?
这证明说神的荣耀已经回来。
It means that the glory of God has already returned.
已经在主耶稣身上回来。
Already returned upon the Lord Jesus.
所以他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
你们拆毁这殿三天要把它建立起来。
Destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days.
神的荣耀回到哪里?
Where did the glory of God return?
He
returned to his temple. So now you understand?
很清楚的,
very clear.
我们的主来到地上的时候,
when our Lord came to this earth,
神的荣耀已经回来了,
the glory of God already returned.
不管如此,
not only that,
他说看啊,
behold,
这里有一个人比圣殿,
there is someone greater than the temple here.
弟兄姊妹,
what does that mean, brother?
我们的主如果比圣殿更大,
if our Lord Jesus is greater than the temple,
现在你清楚,
now you are clear.
你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
如果有一个东西比圣殿更大,
if there is something greater than the temple,
那就是以西结后面八章所说的那个大事,
that it ought to be that great temple spoken of the last 8 chapters of Ezekiel. What does that mean?
你们还在等, 你们还在等神的荣耀回来,
you are still waiting for the glory of God to return.
这里有一个人比神的殿更大,
but behold, someone greater than the temple.
如果你是读圣经的人,
if you are one who studies the Bible,
你们要知道神的荣耀已经回来,
you know that the glory of God has already returned.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看得很清楚,
you see very clearly,
在这里明明显显给我们看见,
very clearly that the show is here.
我们的主来的时候,
when our Lord Jesus came,
神的荣耀已经回来,
the glory of God returned.
那么神的荣耀回来还有一个结果,
now there is one other result of God's glory
return.
If you study the chapter 47,
结果你看见 整个的磐石裂开了,
and then the whole rock cleft, because we know Mount Moriah is built upon a whole rock.
结果从摩利亚山那里有一个水泉发出来了,
and then there is actually a stream of water from that from that
spring,
a stream.
结果那个 spring 慢慢的就从圣殿里流出来,
and then slowly that spring flowed forth out of the temple.
这就是47章的情形.
This is the condition of chapter 47.
然后慢慢的往外流,
and then flowed outwardly.
它流到门槛,
and then it came to the gate.
这个从来没有这个事.
No one has ever seen something like that.
圣殿是圣殿，活水是活水.
The temple is the temple. The living water is the living water.
圣殿跟活水怎么会在一起?
How could the temple and the living water be together?
如果有一天圣殿里面有活水了,
if one day the temple has living water,
这证明什么?
What does that prove?
神的荣耀回来了.
That the glory of God has returned.
你看见吗?
You see that?
只有神荣耀回来的时候,
only when the Lord glory of God returns.
圣殿不光是让人感觉到神的同在,
the temple not only allows people to sense the presence of God.
圣殿不光让人来到神的面前,
not only the temple allows us to come before the presence of God.
圣灵也告诉我们说,
the temple also tells us,
圣灵的活水要流到人中间,
the living water is going to flow forth amongst men.
结果那个水往东流,
and then that water will flow east.
你量一量又深了一点,
and then you measure a little bit longer, and it's a little higher.
又深了一点,
measure a little bit more distance, 结果, a little bit higher, and it becomes a river,
一直流到哪里?
Flowing all the way to,
流到死海,
to the Dead Sea.
死海是没有生命的,
the Dead Sea is a Dead Sea.
现在整个死海像加利利海一样,
does it have life? But then it becomes like the Galilee,
亲爱的弟兄,
full of life.
你看见了,
this proves that the glory of God returned.
神的荣耀回来,
the glory of God returned, and then the Dead Sea becomes the Galilee.
现在你懂吗?
Now you understand,
在圣经里面,
in the Bible,
加利利是个不明,
Galilee is a place where it's not very famous at all.
但主耶稣拣选了加利利,
but the Lord Jesus chose Galilee.
为什么拣选加利利?
Why did he choose Galilee?
四福音都跟加利利发生关系,
the four gospels has much to do with Galilee.
到处都是鱼, 到处都是生命,
because it's full of life, full of fish.
我们主的目的是什么?
The purpose of our Lord is what?
死海变成加利利海,
is to make the Dead Sea into the Galilee.
所以他受浸的地方就是靠近死海,
so that's what where he was baptized, is close to the Dead Sea. The start of his work began from the Dead Sea. What is his purpose?
目的就是神的荣耀来的时候,
is that when the glory of God comes,
how do
you know the glory came? You see, when the Dead Sea becomes the Galilee, full of the fishermen.
So,
do you understand? This is very clear, very clear.
那么有一次,
One time,
你记得是祝棚节的时候,
during the Feast of Booths,
主耶稣就站起来大声说,
our Lord Jesus stood up and proclaimed loudly.
那天呢, 他们要做两件事,
that day, they had to do two things.
第一件事情,
the first thing they wanted to do,
就是他们一定要到希洛亚池子去拿水来,
they would go to the pool of Siloam to collect water.
然后把水就倒在祭坛那里,
and they would pour the water near the altar.
还有呢,
not only that,
他们要做一件事,
they would do another thing.
他们这一群人要到美门口,
these people, they have to go to the beautiful gate.
他们脸不是朝向太阳, 他是背向太阳,
and their faces, their backs are towards the sun.
他们脸朝向什么, 朝向圣殿,
their face is towards the temple.
他们有一个祷告,
they had a prayer.
他是我们的祖先,
said our forefathers.
脸朝着太阳, 拜太阳,
their face were towards the sun and they worshiped the sun. What does that mean?
是以西结的故事,
it's the story of Ezekiel.
这个你懂吗?
Now you understand?
以西结的故事,
it's the story of Ezekiel.
所以他们
so they face towards the sun.
我们背向太阳,
our backs are towards the sun.
弟兄姊妹, 做了这两件事,
they did these two things.
所以这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这两件事都叫你想起以西结。
These two things remind you of Ezekiel.
圣殿里面有水了,
now the temple has water.
现在有人的脸不是向着太阳, 乃是向着圣殿。
Now the people that their face is not towards the sun but towards the temple.
证明什么?
What does it prove?
证明他们巴不得神的荣耀赶快回来。
Their longing is that the glory of God will return.
每年祝棚节他们都希望他们
every year during the Feast of Booths, they would ask the Messiah to return.
弥赛亚还没有回来,
the Messiah has not returned.
就在这个时候,
at this point,
主耶稣对着这一班人,
the Lord Jesus spoke to these people.
他们渴,
they were thirsty.
为什么渴?
Why were they thirsty?
去十年前没有回来,
10 years ago, he didn't return.
五年前又没有回来,
5 years ago, he didn't return.
他们越来越渴了,
they were so thirsty.
你看世界越来越黑暗,
the world has become darker and darker. Messiah has not returned.
他们真是饥渴,
they were so thirsty.
这个时候主耶稣站起来,
this time, the Lord Jesus stood up. He proclaimed loudly,
人若渴了,
if man is thirsty,
可以到我这里来喝,
they can come to me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
信我的人,
he who believes in me,
要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来,
shall flow forth from his innermost being waters of living, streams of living water.
你们不是想到以西结47章吗?
Do you think about Ezekiel 47?
你们不是看见那个水从圣殿里面流出来?
Do you see how the water come forth from the temple?
现在你要记得,
now you have to remember,
你们等候的荣耀的, 神的荣耀已经回来,
the glory that you are waiting for has already returned.
站在你面前的就是神,
he who stands before you is the glory of God.
站在神面前, 站在你们面前的就是神活动的宝座,
he who stands before you is that moving throne.
站在你们面前的就是以西结所看见的,
he who is before you is what Ezekiel saw.
人若渴了,
if you are thirsty,
可以到我这里来,
he come to me to drink.
你看因为我们主回来,
because the Lord Jesus returned.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brother and sister,
他的磐石为我们裂开,
he was that rock that was cut for us.
等到今天活水流出来,
when the living water comes forth,
流到就世界的死海,
when flows forth into the dead sea of the world,
是不是通通活过来,
is it that everything comes alive?
弟兄姊妹, 我们是真的,
brother and sister, we are
我们本来是死海一样,
we are just like the dead sea before,
结果我们都活过来了,
now we have become alive.
你看这不证明神的荣耀已经回来了,
does that prove that the glory of God has returned?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在主怎么说呢?
Now what does the Lord say?
你看看他们,
but behold, look at them,
只要信我的人,
those who believe in me,
从他们最深处,
from his innermost being,
流出活水来,
shall flow forth waters of living water.
你们看见水从圣殿流出来,
you see how the water comes forth from the temple. This is what you've done today.
但是我告诉你们,
but let me tell you today,
他们就是神的殿,
they are the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹,
you see that?
不管我们的主是神的殿,
not just our Lord is the temple of God,
他是那个活动的宝座,
he is that moving throne.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这些人,
these people,
也是神的殿,
they are also the temple of God.
主升天以后,
after our Lord ascended,
他们就是那个活动的宝座,
they are that moving throne.
从他们的深处,
from their innermost,
流出活水的江河,
will flow forth waters of living water.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
这里很清楚给我们看见,
do you see that here?
你明白吗?
You see it?
很清楚的,
it's very clear.
现在, 这个水是流到哪里?
Where does this water flow?
流到死海,
flow to the Dead Sea.
如果你读, 如果你读这个埃塞利亚, 如果你读该撒利亚的预言的话,
so if you study the prophecy of Caesarea,
那个水是两个方向流的,
that water goes towards two directions.
一个往东是往死海,
on the one hand going to the east of the Dead Sea,
一个往西是往地中海,
on the other hand goes to the west of the Mediterranean.
耶路撒冷从来没有过河,
Jerusalem has never had a river,
现在有一条河,
now there is a river.
这条河是神的神欢喜,
this river causes God to rejoice.
弟兄姊妹, 对犹太人来说,
for the Jewish people,
他们一直等到有一天神的荣耀就回来,
they're waiting for one day for the glory. glory of God to return.
主耶稣说不需要再等,
the Lord Jesus says, you don't have to wait.
他就是神,
he is the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters,
he stood upon the
ground.
He brought heaven here. He brought the glory of God here.
感谢神,
thank God.
不光如此,
not only that,
所有信他的,
all of those who believe in him,
不光不再渴,
not only will they not thirst anymore. So that's like John chapter 1.
生命在他里头,
the life is in him.
到了第四章,
chapter 4.
生命就到了我们的里头,
the life comes into us.
因为这个生命活水在我们里面要成为一井的泉源,
because that life will become a well of water springing up to eternal life.
一直在那涌流的,
it's springing up to eternal life.
但这个水要越来越大, 越来越大,
but that water will become greater and greater and greater.
到了第七章,
and chapter 7.
就流出活水的江,
will flow from living water, rivers of living water.
我们的生命乃是 overflowing life, 是个洋溢的生命.
Our life ought to be an overflowing life.
什么叫洋溢的生命?
What does it mean, an overflowing
life? 哪里有死亡?
Wherever there is death,
你看这个水就往哪里?
That water goes that direction.
哪里有痛苦?
Wherever there's suffering,
这个水就往哪里?
That water goes there.
告诉我东边有痛苦,
tells me that there's suffering.
告诉我西边有苦难,
tells me there's suffering in the west.
告诉我北边有眼泪,
so that tells me there's the tears in the north.
不管在哪里,
no matter which way,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们这些人,
we,
从我们的福中,
from our innermost being,
流出活水的,
will flow forth water springing up eternal life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因着我们跟着圣灵,
because we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
羔羊无论往哪里,
no matter where the lamb goes,
我们永远听见穹苍上面宝座那微小的声音,
we always hear the still small voice from above the expanse.
那结果是什么结果?
What is the result?
你在地上,
when you're on earth, you're all in heaven also. This is the amphibious life. You not only saw the glorious heaven,
你有一个使命,
you have a mission,
因为有轮子的,
because you have a wheel. Thank the Lord.
你看无论什么地方,
no matter where we go,
我们把天堂就带来,
we bring heaven there.
但是不光如此,
but not only that,
我们的生命也是超越的生命,
our life is also transcendent life.
与基督一同坐在天上,
seated with Christ in the heavenly place,
从天降下,
we descend from heaven,
仍旧在天,
yet we're still in heaven.
一面我们在地上,
on the one hand, we're on earth.
我们不知道深山, 不知道修道院,
we don't go to the monastery.
我们还是和人做朋友,
we're still friends with sinners.
君子之交淡如水,
but just like gentlemen as friends.
所以你看见吗? 是淡淡的做朋友,
so we're just cordial
friends,
in order that we can win them to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我们没有因着与世人在一起, 与世人认同的缘故,
it doesn't mean that because we identify with sinners,
好像我们与这个世界认同的不是,
as if we identify with the world. No,
从天降下来,
we descend from heaven yet still in heaven.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我们虽然经过,
even though we go through this part of land, thank the Lord, we don't belong to this land. Thank God. Now you see the picture of Ezekiel. It shows us it's fulfilled in the Christ and the church. May the Lord speak to the depths of our hearts. We didn't have an opportunity to study the whole book of Ezekiel. This is impossible. But don't forget, the vision of Ezekiel does not equate to what is the vision of the book of Ezekiel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, so this is a great challenge.
我们相信这是个好的开始,
we think this is a good beginning.
但如果你好好地把以西结都读过来,
if you study the whole book of Ezekiel, you will understand what the purpose of God is.
感谢神,
thank God,
靠着他的恩典,
by his grace,
我们能够稍微看一点点, 明白一点点什么叫做神荣耀的,
we can understand a little bit of what it means about the image of the glory of God.
我们好像懂了一点点什么叫做神荣耀,
as if we understood a little bit about what the glory, our Lord Jesus Christ, glory. The glorious light of God was shining upon the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the glory of God, and because of the glory of God upon us, it creates the amphibious
life.
We are on earth as it is for in heaven. Thank God. Whether in heaven or on earth, there are two heavens. What such grace that God has shown upon us. May we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们真是觉得我们是瞎眼的。
Lord, we feel that we are like blind men.
我们何等需要你开我们的眼睛。
How we need you to open our eyes.
但愿你真是把你自己启示在我们身上。
Lord, may you reveal yourself to us.
但愿给我们看见。
That you may show us.
每一个蒙恩的救。
That every time we're saved.
就在敞开的天地上。
We are living under an open heaven.
你给我们是何等的恩典。
You have given us such grace.
但愿我们常常见主的面。
May we see the face of Christ often.
但愿我们能见面说没有一朵的云彩能够在我们的救主与我们之间。
We may say that there is no cloud between our Savior and I.
我们承认我们的罪。
Lord, we confess our sin.
我们是个罪人。
We are sinners.
主啊，赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
饶恕我们。
Lord, forgive us.
你知道在罪里面的生活是悲惨的。
You know that the life in sin is a tragic life.
我们就是蒙恩得救，我们也离开你是何等的。
Even after we are saved, we leave you so, we left you so far.
但愿从今天开始。
Lord, that starting from today.
我们认我们的罪。
That we may confess our sin.
我们与你有交通。
May we have fellowship.
We
feel that heaven is so near.
我们不只听见你的声音,
we not just hear your voice.
我们也靠着你的恩典,
that by your grace,
把你的旨意,
that your purpose,
把你的天堂,
that your heaven,
把你的宝座,
that we take your throne,
能带到世界每一个角落,
and we may bring it to every corner of this world. We hear our prayer, Lord.
把荣耀爱戴都归给你,
may all glory and honor be unto you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的你,
we pray in Jesus' your name.
Amen.
Amen.